Tesla's massive Riverbend factory in Buffalo was built with $950 million in state funds. In return for the free manufacturing facility, Tesla agreed to guarantee the number of jobs at the plant. That has been a source of controversy in recent years. Keeping watch on this story, Mark Scheer of Investigative Post. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning.
All right, Mark, first let's look at the numbers as best you can. Tell us what Tesla promised and where are they now in terms of delivering on that promise?
Tesla was obligated to create 1,460 jobs. And at this point, as of May 31st, according to what Empire State Development is telling us, they have about 1,000 workers in Buffalo, which is 460 short of the goal.
You know, Mark, a big part of this story that you put on Investigative Post goes through how you tried to get this information through Empire State Development, which oversees this agreement between the state and Tesla. And they obviously, based on your reporting, not particularly forthcoming. And this has a familiar ring to it. And this takes us back to some of the earlier days of the Tesla factory. Refresh our memories about some of the controversies surrounding this plant.
Right. With this particular project, again, a $950 million public investment, the state required Tesla to file a employment report on May 31st of each year. So May 31st was Monday. And apparently, according to Empire State Development, Tesla did file the report on Friday. However, they won't give us the actual report. What they gave out instead was a statement saying that there are 1,000 workers in Buffalo. So we actually filed a Freedom of Information request prior to May 31st and asked that this document be made available to us whenever it was made available to Empire State Development. And they did not give us the actual report. And again, instead, they gave us a statement. So we have now, they denied our FOIL, saying that they didn't have the document at the time we filed the FOIL. So we have now appealed the FOIL. But our position is that this should be a public document. Any taxpayer really should be able to call up Empire State Development or maybe find it on a website someplace and say, you know, how many jobs are they creating? And here's the information that is required under this agreement.
When it comes to the plant itself, it hasn't exactly, you know, zoomed right to the top. And isn't that a big part of why there are questions about this, that they really haven't had the business that they thought that they were going to have at this juncture?
Well, I think it's difficult to say where it all stands, and I think that's part of the issue here. It would seem as though at the beginning of this, if you're going to spend $950 million, that this should be the sort of thing that is a real centerpiece project for Buffalo. And instead, it continues to have questions about the level of production and the amount of workers who are being hired. And of course, like everyone else, Tesla encountered the pandemic, which the state has granted an extension for their job creation totals through December 31st this year in light of the pandemic. So the next few months, I think, are going to be key to determining just, you know, how much production is happening at that facility.
Well, Mark Scheer of Investigative Post, we look forward to following your reporting moving forward. And thanks very much for your time this morning.